State health officials continue to push that the quickest and least painful way of getting out of this latest outbreak is getting more people vaccinated. More and more states, cities, and companies are implementing vaccine requirements for employees, or to simply participate in public life. But in Delaware, Carney says there's still barriers to a vaccine mandate. And right now, the state is looking at a targeted approach.
Our focus will be on those groups where there's the greatest amount of risk. Correctional facilities, juvenile detention centers, healthcare facilities, places where state employees come in contact with the public where you don't know whether folks are vaccinated or not.
Carney says verifying vaccination status has been a huge barrier to making any decisions about mandates. The state of New York created an app to verify vaccination and testing status. Carney says that's definitely something Delaware is examining. That kind of program is up to individual states, since President Biden rejected the idea of a national vaccine passport back in April. A federal program would translate better for Delaware, where residents frequently travel to surrounding states, making a statewide system unreliable or ineffective. Roman Battaglia, Delaware Public Media.